Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Captain Patrick from the World of Boating Show is with us as well at the Surf Expo. All right, so we're making our way towards Bikini Way, and Patrick got distracted. We're here at Polar Basics. Well, first of all, who do we have? What's your name?
My name is Courtney.
Courtney and?
Amanda.
Courtney and Amanda. And you guys are dressed up as, I don't know.
Polar bears.
Oh, of course. That's what I was going to say. They got the headdress and then the white bikini to match, right, Bill?
Yes, and they have fur-lined boots. I don't know if you noticed the boots.
Fuzzy boots, right?
We're polar bears. We have to be cool.
That's right. Well, what is this? What's Polar Basics?
Polar Basics is a cooling company. We have cooling products. We have cooling towels. We have cooling hats. Anything for outdoor-type activities or anything to keep you, you know, at a minimum temperature. They're wonderful products. They're water-activated. So all you have to do is run them under a little bit of water, wring them out, and give them a quick shake. And there's a cooling starch that will activate and will keep you cool for 2 to 4 hours at a time, and it'll stay 65 degrees.
Nice.
Yeah.
So actually, the towel will stay 65 degrees. So if you were diving on a really hot day in the summer, you could wet this towel even in seawater. Wow, that's cold. Oh, my God.
It'll stay pretty cool. I mean, if it starts to feel like it's warming up, give it a quick shake or run a little bit more water. It usually lasts up to 4 hours. They stay durable up to 500 machine washes. You just don't put them in the dryer.
Nice. And you got caps made out of this material as well. So this is a special fabric or something.
Yes. There's a molecule inside, like an active ingredient that, you know, keeps it cool. We have stuff for the boat.
What's it? It's alcohol based. I love it.
PVA, polyvinyl alcohol.
Okay, but you can't drink it.
You can't drink it.
Oh, darn the luck.
There may not be anything hotter than girls in bikinis saying polyvinyl alcohol.
Well, maybe.
Let's find out, because you just said it, and you're right. There's nothing hotter.
Yeah, I need one of these wet towels. This could be an alternate to like a cold shower after walking down Bikini Way. Is that what it is?
Exactly.
I get it. Not that we need to go there, because you guys seem to be representing quite well. And I don't think you need any of these towels. You're plenty cool as it is now, aren't you?
I'm pretty chill.
With this polar bear outfit. What, Patrick?
This is what you need to put the Scuba Radio logo on.
And you can
forget
that.
Those sunglasses.
We do
forget
custom embroidery. So.
Custom, yeah, sure. And so or hats. I like the hat idea. So that hat is made out of that material, so it'll keep your head nice and cool, right?
Yeah, like underneath and everything. We have different. Yeah. We have fishing hats. We have stuff for the boat if you want to, you know, go to the beach or put anything on. Like
right.
Scuba divers.
What are you doing? Putting that head up next to me? What is this? No, I don't need that, Patrick. What do you think of this stuff, Bill? Have you even noticed there's a product they're selling yet?
I have noticed nothing except for the product that they're selling.
Exactly. So is this a new thing, or where did you guys come from?
I want to say it's about less than a year old. It's a few months.
And you guys are from where? Oh, well, Antarctica, right, where polar bears are?
Yeah. The company's based out of Florida, Jacksonville.
Okay. All right. Nice. Yeah, Bill?
But they were up recruiting. In the polar regions where they found you.
Exactly. We came from the North Pole, you know.
It was just a matter of they were so hot they needed something to be cooled down with. What?
Nothing.
He's moving to Jacksonville?
He's moving to the North Pole.
Yeah, I don't know. Those polar bears, they bite. Don't they? Aren't they? Polar bears will kill you or something if you get too close, won't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. All right. So are you guys enjoying the Surf Expo? This first surf for you guys or what?
No, I've been to many.
Yeah, but this is the first time with this company,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, first time with this company, and I'm enjoying my time.
Yes, nice. So with these, are you actually using this product as well?
I actually use mine to work out.
Just to keep cool while you're working on your fitness.
I'm warm over there. So.
Nice, very nice. Well, thank you for your time. This is impressive. And we may need one of these things for Bill. He's never been to the Surf Expo before.
Oh, really?
So like I said earlier, the cold shower alternative,
exactly.
This might foot the bill,
well,
right?
You have to check out all our products on polarbasics.com and see everything that we carry.
You can buy it right there online, too?
You can buy them online. We're also in a few other stores right now. I know we have setups in Winn-Dixie's and other locations.
Walgreens, CVS.
Yeah.
Excellent. Polarbasics.com. All right, ladies. Well, thank you so much.
Universal Studios and Disney World.
Oh, okay. They're soon to be, or they already are?
They're already there. They're going to be for 2013.
And you guys will be there, too?
We are. We travel every
day. Just up their attendance by 10% right there with that announcement.
Absolutely, Patrick, right?
I say 20.
Okay, fair enough. All right, more coming up. Stay close. All right, let's head on down to Bikini Way. And yes, all I can say when I look over at the booth that we're about to go to, Bill, is God bless America. What do you think?
I'm saluting.
Yes. And we have, your name is?
Sarah Jarrett.
Sarah, welcome to Scuba Radio, or I should say thank you for allowing us to step inside your space and see this. What's that?
The restraining order was very specific.
Yeah, well, it is. Exactly. We have to maintain a certain amount of feet away, but it's fine. So you're here modeling at the Surf Expo for Beach Joy, right?
Yes, sir.
And Beach Joy brings joy to divers that are wearing this swimwear to when they go diving or whatever, right?
Wherever you like. It brings me joy.
Yes, and your particular outfit, you got this whole kind of USA flag motif thing going. Very patriotic. Is that what your background is? Is like you're, you know, go veterans or what?
Yes, all American.
Yes.
I am a pure American. Love my meat, too.
Yeah, okay, good. What do you think there, Bill?
I kind of wish you hadn't said that.
Oh, God.
No, I kind of, you know, I respect that.
She stole my
that.
Joke.
Well, you know, it's a good gig if you can get it. But you basically what you do here at the Surf Expo is model the swimwear that people come by and take a look at, and they may want to pick up for their local store or vendor or that kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, just yes.
Yep.
So go with that. Yes, Bill?
Complete sentences. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. It's a little distracting when you're interviewing these folks, you know, but I'm a professional. I'm stepping up to the plate. What about you, Bill?
Well, I'm willing to step up to the plate as well. If you can find a dive flag for me, I will just wrap it around myself as if it were a bathing suit, and we'll be on a comparable level for them.
Yeah, well, speaking of flags, Daisy from Beach Joy, the bikini line, have you ever thought about that, doing a dive flag motif as well as the USA flag? You think that... that she's wearing?
Not necessarily.
No, it doesn't really. You know, don't listen to me. I know nothing when it comes to bikini wear. I'm just admiring your work. You hear what I'm saying?
I'm going to go and find a dive flag and come back and wrap it around myself, and you're going to rethink that idea. You're going to say, that's something we need to do, and much larger.
That we don't need to do. I think you're going to tell this is what not to do. This is kind of what we do. We provide this public service,
draw
Daisy.
Draw attention, that's for sure.
Well, draw attention. I don't know if that's the right attention you want to draw, though. I think you guys are doing pretty well with what you got going here, Sarah. You're doing a pretty good job, don't you think?
Why, thank you. I think so, too. Yeah. I draw y'all's attention over here.
Well, there you go. Absolutely. What about this, Daisy? So this Beach Joy line of swimwear is available where?
It's available online at www.wholesale.beachjoybikini.com, or you can contact us at 213-748-8333.
Sarah, do you dive? Are you a surfer? Or what do you do?
All of above. I'm a very outgoing person.
Your main thing is this modeling thing, or is this like a part-time gig, or what? You look like a pro to me.
Part-time gig.
Part-time gig.
In the office.
Do any diving or any snorkeling or anything like that?
I love to snorkel, love to kayak, and paddleboard.
Okay, what about scuba diving? Have you ever done the scuba?
I haven't attempted that.
Is it on your list?
It's definitely on my list. I have been wanting to do this.
Really? You've been so where are you based out of? Are you a local girl here in Orlando, Florida, or you been shipped in from out on the left coast?
Pretty local here to Orlando.
Yeah, well, Bill, what do you think?
Because you're doing my scuba cert this year.
This is true. We're looking for Captain Patrick here is looking for a dive buddy there, Sarah. And I'm a dive instructor. We do this radio show, and we share the love of diving. You seem to have the look of a diver.
Well, I'm going to have to come find you guys because I need to get certified.
Well, what do you think, Patrick?
I think so, and I'm envisioning mermaid tail.
Yeah, we have mermaids on Scuba Radio. Have you ever done a mermaid motif in your bikini wear or your line of Beach Joy?
No.
There's another idea you should file away in the appropriate file that would be just as bad as what Bill was thinking.
Will Bill be modeling?
No, this one actually would be...
To be fair, scubaradio.com. There's at least one picture of me in a mermaid tail.
Yes, there is.
And we apologize. But that's why we're recruiting folks like Sarah. Maybe you could be a Scuba Radio mermaid. We have mermaids that represent for our show. We get you certified. You could be your dive buddy and start a whole new life underwater. What do you think?
I would love that. That sounds awesome.
You might have to wear the USA bikini thing, though.
Not a problem.
Will you back her up on that, Daisy, and outfit her properly for her underwater adventure?
Of course.
All right. It's all about sharing the love here at the Surf Expo. So let's go find some more of these folks. We're on a mermaid scouting mission, right, Bill?
Yeah, let's let them know we're leaving them to try and find more girls in bikinis. Let's do that.
Oh, no, it's not. This is
yes,
research.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba diver. Scuba diver.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Bill, the producer, is with me here at the Surf Expo in Orlando, enjoying the sights, taking in the energy here in Bikini Way at the Surf Expo. Are you impressed or what, Bill?
It is not exactly the same as being in the studio.
What do you mean? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's bigger.
That wasn't the adjective I expected them to throw in there, Patrick.
It's better.
Okay, okay, bigger and better. Well, you like the view.
There's that. There's more clothing here.
Are you just trying to regain some level of respectability right now? Is that what you're trying to do after the last segment?
Kinda.
Yeah, okay. It's not working. Sorry, Bill. But Victoria will back me up. Now, we've moved over to another bikini line. This one is called Candy Wrappers. Victoria, you are one of their model spokespeople, whatever, that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am. Candy Wrappers is a company out of Los Angeles, California. We make amazing Brazilian swimwear.
Now, what makes it Brazilian, the swimsuit that she's wearing? Bill, you want to guess first?
I think it speaks Portuguese.
Is that what it is, Victoria, or what?
Yes, lots of Portuguese.
Yes.
No, bikini wrappers, we make Brazilian bikinis, lots of lace, lots of scrunch butt on the back.
Very scrunch butt? That's a technical term in bikini lingo?
It is. It's a technical term. Little bottoms, easy for the beach, lots of tanning.
Less is more.
Yeah.
And that makes you more streamlined if you're wearing this outfit underwater as a scuba diver, wouldn't it?
Of course. It keeps you looking good as well at the same time.
Nice. Yeah. Now, Victoria, tell me a little bit about yourself. You do this modeling thing for Candy Wrappers, which I love the name, by the way.
Yeah.
That's very appropriate. Are you from the left coast as well, or what?
Actually, I live here in Orlando, Florida. There's a lot of girls who work this show every year.
Where do they live? Because I never see these people walking around the streets of Orlando. Do you, Bill?
Actually, you're not allowed in the part of Orlando where they live. It's one of the rules.
Yeah. That's right. What do you think, Patrick?
Yeah, if you're over 40, you're not there.
Maybe. I don't know. It's an impressive display of talent we have here in Orlando, evidently, Victoria.
Yeah, we keep
you guys all hang out together? Is that the deal?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're all, actually, a lot of us are all really good friends. We all work together, so it's cool to see everyone and, you know, meet new girlfriends. And but yeah, we love this show. This is our favorite show of the year, definitely here, being, you know, we're on the lakes, we're on the water, we're at the beach. So it's perfect for all of us.
And they can't give out any of the names of these locations for safety reasons, I'm sure.
I'm sure that that's exactly the reason. I'm going to make an observation about candy wrappers.
Yeah.
Again, it's candy wrappers, candy with a K. There's a part of the display, aside from the girls, I don't know if anyone else has noticed this, but they also have candy, which is completely unwrapped.
Which is interesting. Yeah, a little play on words, maybe, do you think?
It could be.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. But so when you talk about doing all this water sports stuff that you do, Victoria, are you wearing your candy wrapper bikini and diving, snorkeling, or doing any of that kind of stuff, or what?
Yeah, I mean, I do quite a bit of surfing, so definitely you can wear it on the water, you can wear it on the lake, wakeboarding, definitely scuba diving, snorkeling, anything in the water.
Yeah, well, do you do that? Are you a certified diver?
No, not yet.
Is that on your list as well?
Definitely. I'd love to. You got to if you're from Florida.
Well, exactly. You're surrounded by water. You might as well take the hint, right?
Yeah,
you
there's amazing spots all over the place.
There is. There's no doubt. What, Patrick?
Favorite surf spot?
What do you think?
New Smyrna's cool, but there's lots of sharks. But I don't know. Cocoa's real close. It's just a quick 30-minute drive from Orlando. So
I do PAFB, Patrick Air Force Base.
Oh, nice. So, yes, I go there quite a few times. Uh-huh.
That's my spot.
You know, I think we got a connection going here, Bill. What do you?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, so you like working as a bikini model? Is that your full-time gig, or is this just something you do for fun when the Surf Expo's in town?
It's a full-time gig. A lot of us work all the time. We're always here.
Trade shows, modeling, shoots, whatever.
Editorial, catalog. Florida books a lot of girls because we have the most girl next door look. So a lot of people use a lot of Florida
girls. Well, wait a minute. You're not living next door to me.
Yeah.
You should haven't seen my neighbor. It's not pretty. But
it would take like five of them to make my next door neighbor.
Yeah, it could. But you're used to this, right, Victoria? You get goofy folks like Bill and Patrick all the time. They make you feel uncomfortable.
What do you mean, like Bill and Patrick?
What?
Yeah, which one of us have a gaggle of mermaids?
No, it's a pod. We have a pod of mermaids at Scuba Radio. So who knows? Have you ever wanted to be a mermaid?
Always.
I'll tell you what. If you're
be a mermaid.
Oh, there you go. Exactly. So we can certify you to scuba dive and make you a mermaid in between your modeling gigs. We do a little of that on the website and stuff, too. Because as you can see, there's nobody on the planet that would want to see these three guys in picture or video form. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got the faces for radio, and we're here to prove it. But you can help us bridge that gap to the folks that would rather see you guys sporting some underwater swimwear. So you haven't done any diving, but you've snorkeled.
Yes, definitely snorkeled, but totally into it, totally into getting certified and would like to. It'd be fun to go on some of those dives.
You mentioned sharks. Does it spook you a little bit? And sharks, the idea of being under the water with sharks.
I mean, I can handle gators in the lake, so I don't think I'm okay.
All right. Well, there's
you go. If I do, it's always a good story, right? You can always go on the stage show, make a movie, or write a book, right?
There you go. Now she's thinking. I think they would fit. She'd fit in great with the pod. What do you think there, Bill?
Absolutely. She could be Victoria, the one-legged model.
Hey, whatever works.
Alligator.
That's a good story. That's a movie.
Exactly. She could be like that popular surfer. Yeah.
I like her commitment to the bit.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, you don't have to worry about the sharks, but, you know, Bill or Patrick needs a dive buddy. We're getting him certified to scuba dive this year. I'm a dive instructor. Bill, need what?
We have name tags. I'm Bill.
He's Patrick.
I get him mixed up. Nate, you know, that's what happens at the Surf Expo.
Victoria has no name tag. I remember her name.
Well, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, it's hard to perform when you're doing this radio show with all this scenery.
You get distracted.
Yes, slightly distracted. Bill, how do you feel about that?
Well, I will tell you that...
See, this is why I don't take you out. You wouldn't be able to do this year in and year out, would you?
Right behind you, there are small children mannequins, which is really helping me concentrate, because I keep saying those and say, oh, looks like Eliza.
Security! That's just wrong. So, but Patrick, what do you think? Victoria, would she make a good dive buddy, you think?
Oh, absolutely.
You're comfortable in the water, no problems there either.
Yeah, completely comfortable.
So your game. You're up 100%. For it. Do you know any scuba divers?
My fiance is certified, so yeah. That's good.
But he hadn't won. He didn't want to get you certified yet?
I haven't been yet.
Oh, then that needs to happen.
I know, it needs to.
Because when you go on the honeymoon,
tells me all the time.
When you go on the honeymoon, you're going to go diving, right?
Yeah.
You're going to go on a cruise.
Oh, for
go
sure.
Someplace warm and go diving.
For sure.
Because he's not going to take you and put all kinds of clothes on you and take you someplace for your honeymoon.
That's not happening. He's going to put her in a candy wrapper Brazilian bikini. Of course, that's what he should do. All right, Victoria, thank you so much. Thank you for being on the show. CandyWrappers.com
with a K.
You can go there and find the proper underwater attire to outfit your fiance, mistress, girlfriend, whatever it may be. More coming up from the Surf Expo.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Okay, we've moved away from Bikini Row there. Why? For health reasons. Heart racing too much. Bill had to, I think they called the EMTs. He had to leave.
No, he's still in the Bikini area.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm not sure about that. But we move over to say hi to our friend Alan from Uzi Amphibious Gear. How are you, Alan?
Hello. How are you guys?
He is at this show every year, showcasing the latest designs, the hottest fashions, whether you're male or female. I see some, I don't know, what are those things? Those bikini underwear things.
These are called thongs.
Thongs, yes. And they could be for a guy or a girl, I guess.
Basically, this one is specifically for guys.
You know, there you go. So, you know, we're trying to take care of both sexes after coming away from Bikini Row. And who knows, maybe we'll have to have a Scuba Radio thong made up for our producer, Alan. What do you think?
Sure will do that.
Probably the smallest size you have will be suffice. That's my guess. I wouldn't know from experience. But anyway, they have that. And, of course, some really nice swimwear trunks, shirts. They are the official clothing provider for Scuba Radio.
Yeah. Anything that is connected to land and ocean and diving, activewear. Durable, dries fast, anything like that.
It's good stuff. Yep. Hats, caps, jackets, you name it, they got it. Yep. Even towels.
Yes, towels.
Great artwork. They got a great Uzi logo. I see that new, I saw that diver body logo that you had in the program for the Surf Expo. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, and we're doing a few things with an artist called Pascal Lacocque from France. He's quite known in the dive industry. of doing a few art things under the water. So we're doing a few towels and caps with his art on it.
Yeah, it's that artwork where you see him like acting like a bullfighter.
A matador.
With, yeah, a matador. Matador with a great white shark.
Yes.
Great, great design.
Yeah.
And Uzi put some of those designs on their towel shirts and whatnot. You can go to Uzi.com, right?
Yes, www.uzi.com. And you sure can call us anytime, email us. We are there for you guys, the divers.
Yeah. And once again, you get a Scuba Radio shirt or hat, you can bet it'll have an Uzi brand name on it because we like these guys. Alon, good luck to you. Thank you so
guys.
Much. Good
Thank
to see you at the Surf Expo.
With pleasure. Thank you very much.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The moment you tell Stanley that I have asthma, because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
All right, we are back here at the Surf Expo. Greg the Dive Master, Captain Patrick from the World of Boating with me as well right now. We've just moved over slightly to the left of the Uzi booth, talking to Alon, and ran into some of our friends in the media industry.
We have Scuba Nation.
Scuba Nation, Billy C. and Mitch, or what do you call yourselves on the air again?
He's Bitch and Mitch, and I'm Billy C.
Exactly. I knew we couldn't say that on the radio. I knew it was
well,
something.
I can tell you what I would call them off the air, but that's probably a family.
Well, I'm taping, so feel free to share. Go ahead. What is
taping.
It?
Taping, nice.
Okay, all right.
Good.
But, okay, so Scuba Nation is the TV show. We've talked to you guys before a little bit. I don't know if we've had you on the show yet, but I've seen the TV show. You've done what? One season?
Yep. We're coming up on season number two. We're going to start in April, and we'll definitely come up to you and do a show with you right in maybe in March, right before the kickoff of the show. We got a lot of exciting adventures coming up in 2013. You know, season one, we cut our teeth a little bit. You know, we're learning our way, but season two, it's going to be action packed.
Nice. Now, Mitch, tell me, Scuba Nation, for people who are not familiar with the show yet, have not been enlightened, what is it all about?
Well, Scuba Nation is what is. I mean, it's about the diving that recreational divers can do. I mean, we have so many people that watch a show and say, "Oh, that's fantastic! I can't believe how do you do that?" And that whatever we're doing on television is something you could do at home. It's definitely for the recreational diver and water enthusiast. Then just show them the adventures you could do.
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of the show. I haven't seen the whole season, but I've seen a couple episodes on my DirecTV. You guys are based out of Florida as well,
Miami,
and Sun Sports. I think it's one of the cable networks in Florida mostly, right?
Yeah, it's on Sun Sports, which is owned by Fox Sports. And Sundays at 5:30, we come on after Rays baseball. It's all throughout the state. People with DirecTV, Dish. It's throughout the country, but we definitely have a Florida feel to it. We do Florida adventures. The show is a little edgy. It's exciting. It's rock and roll, a little thing me and Mitch like to call Jacques Cousteau on rock and roll. And it's enjoyable for everybody.
Nice. Yeah, and you have a nice little attitude going on with it. And that's what caught my eye. I was like, okay, these dudes aren't just doing pretty pictures of fish. It's a little bit about the crazy characters we come across in the dive industry, whether it's Captain Slate feeding fish with his face down there in Key Largo, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Or Joe Weatherby sinking yet another wreck somewhere off the coast of Florida. But, we always like to hear from the audience. Please give us a great ideas for show ideas and let us know about it because, Scuba Nation is not just Billy and myself, man. It's every, certified scuba diver out there. And if you guys got a great idea for a show, please let us know because we'd love to entertain coming out there and you'll be in the show with us.
Yeah, well, we were down there when you guys were filming an episode with Captain Slate site down in Key Largo when we were talking last year. And, you know, obviously I have the face for radio. However, you know about our mermaids and said, hey, we want to come up and film. And I'm like, hey, you know, we don't have the mermaids in the studio. It's usually me and some middle-aged guy behind a glass as a producer. But maybe we can coordinate Absolutely. Having a mermaid session in the studio that you can come up and film then, right?
Well, Greg, when I met you in the Scuba Nation brand, in the Scuba Radio brand, our heads are in the same place. Fun, excitement, bringing energy to the sport.
Be careful what you say here at the Surf Expo. We just came from Bikini Way. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Hey.
But yeah, it's, yeah, I mean, you guys have the attitude. It's nice.
Let's be honest. We're all three of us are here at the Surf Expo. We can
conducting
all...
research, right? That's what you guys are doing.
Well, that's what I told the wife. So, I mean, yeah. Stay away from the bikinis, but, hon, I got, you know, it's diving recruitment. So I got to.
Well, feel free to use Scuba Radio as it's an excuse. You're a mermaid scouting for Scuba Radio or
there
something like that. How about that? That works.
I found some candidates.
Yes. Patrick here is a aspiring new diver. That's and
awesome.
we found him a dive buddy or two
nice.
In Bikini Way, maybe. That's
nice.
What we're working on.
We've only talked to two.
Only time. He wants more. He goes, Greg, let's go back to Bikini Way.
Clearly, it's only day number one.
Yeah. I love talking to the divers, but really, I need to focus on getting a good dive buddy.
Mermaids.
Yes.
And dive partners.
Exactly. Yeah, so the new season, it will kick off in April thereabouts,
first weekend
right?
in April. 2013 will run 26 weeks to the end of September. All new shows. We're going to be just doing what we do.
Yeah, continuing the rec trek that we started last season. We're also going to try to make a trip inland toward your neck of the woods at Silver Springs and do some inland diving, spring diving, that sort of thing, because that's a whole heck of a lot of fun.
And it's a lot warmer in the winter for us warm water wusses in Florida, that's for sure.
Remember, it's always a constant 72 degrees.
Exactly. So. Trust me, been there, dove that many, many a time. So let me ask you about where you're taking the show. You mentioned some of the wrecks and things. So you already got a full slate of 26 episodes in the pipeline,
oh, yes,
or
sir.
What?
Matter of fact, Billy C could tell you. Tell us again about the shark whales.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be doing lemon sharks off the coast of Jupiter. We're doing a show about shore diving off the coast of Fort Lauderdale, Lauderdale by the Sea. Of course, we're going to hit the Keys a lot. We're going to continue the wreck trek, probably, educate on coral reef restoration again. We're going to do a show in Tampa, maybe the Tampa Aquarium. They got the best shark dive you can imagine. So we'd like to hit throughout the state, include all the demographic areas and just show all the great dive and the diversity of diving in the state of Florida.
Nice. Now, I know you're mainly here to research potential models like myself. However, they do have a lot of cool technology here at the Surf Expo, like these GoPro cameras. And I think you guys were shooting those when we were in Key Largo. Is that what you're shooting the show on mostly, or is that just one of many different systems
you use? The cameraman. I'll let him tackle that one.
Greg, are you feeling in my pockets? Because I got the brand new GoPro Hero 3 right here.
Have you been filming this? Oh, my God. I'm not signing the release.
And I've been messing with this little new gadget, and now it's
cool.
Wi-Fi enabled, and I'm doing
We've
it
been live
like,
streaming as we spoke right now, probably.
I've been messing around with this new gadget, and I'm loving it. I'm also loving Uzi's new stuff, too.
Yes, well, absolutely.
They're representing tremendously.
Yeah, well, they provide a great attire for us folks in the media, and even better stuff for the ladies that we recruit to help out.
Well, I'll tell you what, one of the things that I love to come to the Surf Expo for is one thing I love about surfers, they keep my sharks fat and happy, okay? So, as a diver, I got to make sure my sharks are well.
There's too many of them. We can sacrifice a few for our enjoyment. Makes for a great video shoot, probably a great episode of the show.
Also likes hanging out right in front of the ladies' room for some weird reason.
Oh, stop it. Remember, my wife might be listening, okay?
Yeah, well, right there with Bill, my producer, evidently. Hats off to you guys. I wish you the best with it. And look forward to, whenever you want to come up to Orlando, we'll work something out.
See you in studio, man. We'll see you in studio.
Where are you off to next? You guys got from right here from the Surf Expo, what's up next on the docket? Immediately.
Probably filming. Yeah, we're waiting for the cold weather to kind of kick in because the next big film shoot that we'll have is off Jupiter. We're waiting for the lemon sharks to start to congregate. They're starting to thicken up a little bit from our reports from Captain Randy at Emerald Charters in Jupiter, and they're about 10 to 15, but we're waiting until they thicken up to about 50, 60, and that's when it's just a blast to get underwater with 50 or 60 lemon sharks.
Yeah, you know, I've heard about that situation. I haven't done it. I've seen video of it. My buddy Sonny Gruber from Bimini, he does some research on the lemon sharks out there, too. And is it, how big are these animals?
Well, they're big boys. They're 6, 7, 8 footers.
Remember, there was that one 9 footer.
Dolly was 9 foot. All of, 600, 700 pounds. So.
And they're just like sitting there, but we don't really know what they're doing, spawning or something. Who knows?
Yeah, they're. Go ahead.
I think they're definitely it's a migratory
shark orgy or what?
It could be a shark. It's a. It's like the '70s. You know, it's like Club 54. I mean, whatever that club.
Studio 54 for sharks. I hear you.
It is a party, and I believe it's a migratory thing where they all plan on meeting at the same spot at the same time, and they perpetuate their species.
Yeah, they're definitely up there. You know, for like you said, shark whoopee. But you know, I don't want to belittle though. They're a beautiful animal, but, you know, there's definitely, for, you know, the non-divers out there in the audience, there's definitely rules of engagement, and you've got to be super careful. Follow the rules. You're always safe. Make sure your dive captain knows what he's doing, like Captain Randy does at Emerald Charters, and you'll have a great time.
Yeah, you don't want those lemon sharks to mistaken you for a potential mate. That could get ugly, right?
That could get uncomfortable.
Yes, they can get a little amorous.
But I'm not here for mating.
Yes, exactly. Look, no shark. I'm not a shark. Fish or food, I don't know, something. But, it's a cool thing you guys are doing. Can you get the episodes online, too, if you don't have the cable thing going on or DirecTV or what?
You can see all of our episodes at ScubaNation.com. We have all of Season 1's episodes, and after the show airs on TV, it gets posted to ScubaNation.com right away. So, yeah, anyone can watch the shows.
Yeah, right. Sign up for the newsletter, so that way you can be informed when new shows are coming out, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and you can tell them where to go. Which is, we get that a lot too, but it's usually not locations. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right, well, guys, have a great time at the Surf Expo. Good seeing you again.
Pleasure, brother. And Scuba Radio, Scuba Nation, we'll combine forces shortly.
One nation underwater, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Food chain. You see, on top there's Don Lino.
Right.
There's me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's regular fish.
Oh, that's me.
No. There's plankton. There's single celamitous.
Oh, then there's me.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. There's coral. There's rocks. There's whale poo. And then there's you.
That's messed up.
People imitate my friend I know. He's got the world's first scuba diving radio show. He's my real good buddy, and his name is Greg.
He that drinks my fish out of water in a world he never made.
True dive master of the radio way.
Very sexy. If you're crazy.
So now everywhere I am, everywhere I go, first thing that I tune to is scuba radio. Not all. He's got his own mermaid.
Get on top, my
whole dang pod. And all that I keep thinking is, man, I want his job.
It's perfect. I won't have to change this at all.
So now everywhere I am, everywhere I go,
let's go while we're young.
First thing that I tune to is radio.
So we.
That's right. Oh man, Greg, are you hurling again, buddy?
No, I'm not at all. I'm just at the Surf Expo. That's not a hurling face. That's just kind of an awkward, you know, feeling uneasy face when you're walking through Bikini Way here at the Surf Expo. Are you with me on this, Patrick?
You've had that same expression frozen on your face for about the past 15 minutes.
Well, that's true. That's true. All right. Well, we have meandered over to the Body Glove area. They have, like, not just a booth, but an entire area of the Surf Expo. Jenna Maestral, we just came across her. You know, the Maestral family runs the Body Glove stuff. They've been nice enough to have us out on their dive boat in California, has come to Orlando to participate in the Surf Expo. Jenna, good to see you again.
It's good to see you as well.
All right, so I see you guys are displaying the latest underwater scuba wear for ladies. Is that right, with these Body Glove bikinis, or what is that?
As long as they're diving in warm water.
Exactly. Or they're okay in cold water. You know, these girls look like pros. They do this for a living, I guess. These models, these bikini models you have.
Every year, they're here. It's their job.
It's their job. It's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it. They might as well be these girls that they bring out. Did you hire local folks or models, or you bring them out from the left coast?
Both. Well, some of them come from Canada, and some of them live in Florida.
Yeah, you just get wherever the talent is, you grab them and bring them. It's easy with the Body Glove brand.
It brings a lot of people to the booth.
It's shocking how well that works here at the Surf Expo. But, you know, that's what you're doing. They're modeling the latest in swimwear design. And, you know, the lady divers or the guys who, you know, want to go there need to look well if they want to wear.
We could have male models, but I just don't know if it would do as good.
It just doesn't have the same draw factor, does it? It's so sexist. I feel like such a pig right now. But Jenna knows. She's a marketer. She knows how that works, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Now, Patrick here from our World of Boating show, Jenna, he is going to learn how to scuba dive. So he's been trying to find some of these models to recruit as future dive buddies. What do you think his odds are?
Wait, I haven't been trying to find a dive buddy. You go up to every model we see, and that's your opening line.
Well, because see,
hi,
look,
I'm Greg. I am looking for a dive buddy.
Well, no. I'm a dive instructor, and I as part of the Christmas holidays, I offered to get Patrick certified in 2013. That was my gift to him for Christmas. But if I have to certify him, I would prefer he have a dive buddy that I would prefer to look at more than him. You hear what I'm saying, Jenna?
I think it depends if you're going to take them to Fiji to get certified, or if you're going to Southern California for cold water.
Yeah, well, the cold water thing wouldn't work with these bikini things. Yeah, we need to probably do a warm water checkout stuff, wouldn't we?
I mean, I think any of these models would love to go somewhere tropical.
Yeah, and you would fit that bill, Jenna. Come on.
I could.
Yes. What have you been doing diving lately? Have you been out there with your dad and your grandfather?
You know, it's pretty sad I haven't. They put me in the office. I'm locked up.
Hey, locked up. No diving, huh? No Bob Evans? Have Bob and him went back out there and tried to find his dive mask?
Nope, we haven't found it yet. It's probably out there forever.
Yeah. So what do you got on the docket? Are you just working right now and you're hunkered down? That's what they got you locked up in the office, but no fun time for you, huh?
No, it's a lot of fun. This is our 60-year anniversary, and we have a book publisher out of Florida, Frank Gromling, who's writing our book. And so it's a lot of going through the archives of photos and stories and trying to gather 60 years of history.
Yeah, well, I'm sure a lot of that will be with the Maestro Brothers, right? Those videos and things that you guys had made a couple years ago, those are really nice. So you're going to put a special 60-year anniversary edition book, commemorative book. Will that be available to who, or what are you going to do with it?
It'll be available to the public. It's probably around July is the hope.
And
then in September, we're going to celebrate. We'll throw a big party and celebrate the 60 years.
Cool. Well, is there any way we can get into that, or is that like a Playboy Mansion type of, you know, you have to know someone? And
we'll have to see.
Yes, exactly. She knows me too well to know that there's no way in hell we're letting you anywhere close to these festivities.
Well, you.
Well, yeah, but you know me, and therefore your band as well, right, Jenna?
That helps me get into the part. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it won't help you. I don't think it'll help you. But things are good out on the left coast at Body Glove headquarters, I take it, right?
Everything's going good out there.
From here, what will you guys do? You're showcasing the new lines of clothing and that kind of stuff, and the clothing vendors, the stores across the country, to decide what they're going to stock on the shelves, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we have about 5 different partners that come to the show, and they'll show their lines. So wetsuits, fin mask snorkels, apparel, stand-up paddleboard, shoes, and they'll show their lines, and then the retailers will decide what they want to buy.
Excellent. Bodyglove.com. Go there, check it out. Look for that book, and look for the bikinis. Trust me, it's quality swimwear for sure. All right, well, that'll do it for our special edition of Scuba Radio from the Surf Expo. Till next week, remember, it's always better where, Patrick?
I don't know.
Down where it's weather. Come on, if you're going to be a diver, where?
Down where it's wetter.
Right, okay. He'll get it eventually. He's not a diver yet. We're working on him.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.